This article will be studied during the week of December 7th through 13th. Show yourself thankful. Why and how? Theme text: Show yourselves thankful. Colossians 3:15. Song 46. We thank you, Jehovah. Focus: To help us cultivate and demonstrate a thankful attitude.
Paragraph 1 question. What do you learn from John's experience?
At the age of 95, John was failing in health and had caregivers looking after him. Each day, whenever someone visited him or offered help even in a small way, John would say, "Thank you." Then he would write the person's name in a small notebook. At the end of the day, he would ask his caregiver to help him kneel beside his bed so that John could pray. He would then thank Jehovah for each individual who had shown him kindness that day. One of his caregivers said, "Despite his frail condition, John remained a very happy and contented person." John's experience shows that a thankful attitude contributes to happiness and contentment.
The picture collage for paragraph 1 shows a young couple visiting an elderly brother. The wife prepares refreshments while the elderly brother shows photos to her husband. Before going to bed, the elderly brother kneels by his bed and prays. A notebook lies open on his bed, and his caregiver observes him. The picture description reads, "A reenactment of John's experience." The picture caption reads, "A thankful attitude contributes to happiness and contentment." Paragraph 2 question. What is true of many in today's world?
Sadly, we live in a thankless world. The Bible foretold that in these last days, people would be unthankful. Some individuals may simply forget to express gratitude. However, many do not even see the need to be thankful. They feel entitled, as if everything they have were owed to them. That is a selfish attitude.
Paragraph 3 question. What will we discuss in this article?
Jehovah's worshippers must be different from people in this thankless world. The Apostle Paul urges us, "Show yourselves thankful." Colossians 3:15. So it is not enough for us to feel grateful. We also need to look for ways to express our thankfulness. Let us discuss 3 questions. 1. Why should we be thankful? 2. How can we cultivate a deep sense of gratitude? 3. How can we show ourselves thankful? Why should we be thankful?
Paragraph 4 question. Why is a thankless attitude harmful?
A thankless attitude is harmful. Ungrateful people tend to be negative. The Bible says, "All the days of the afflicted one are bad." Proverbs 15:15. At times, we all face trials that can cause us to feel downhearted. We cannot always control the trials we face, but we can control how we respond to them. If we focus only on the negative things in our life, every day will seem bad or gloomy. Such a mental and emotional outlook robs us of joy, for it blinds us to the positive things in our life.
Paragraph 5 question. How does a thankful attitude increase our happiness?
A thankful attitude is good for us. Gratitude increases our happiness. The latter part of Proverbs 15:15 says, "The one with a cheerful heart has a continual feast." One who has a cheerful heart tends to focus on the positive, the things for which he is thankful. As a result, the negative things in his life fade from view. Such a thankful, positive attitude makes him happier, causing him to feel as if he were enjoying a continual feast.
Paragraph 6 question. Why can it be said that expressing gratitude helps us not to be anxious? Philippians 4:6-7 reads,
"Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and your mental powers by means of Christ Jesus.
Thanksgiving, expressing our gratitude to Jehovah in prayer, can help us not to be anxious. Why can we say that? Because when we express gratitude, we shift our focus away from what we may or may not have tomorrow to what Jehovah has already given us. As we reflect on how He has cared for us until now, we strengthen our confidence that He will continue to care for us in the future, thus helping us not to be anxious about tomorrow. Also, in response to our heartfelt, even tearful prayers, Jehovah gives us the peace of God, a peace of mind and heart that eases anxiety.
Paragraph 7 question. How does a thankful attitude draw us closer to Jehovah?
A thankful attitude draws us closer to Jehovah. Every good thing that we have comes from Jehovah.
James 1:17 reads,
"Every good gift and every perfect present is from above, coming down from the Father of the celestial lights, who does not vary or change like the shifting shadows."
He has given us many gifts, including the ransom and the hope of salvation. Why? Not because we deserve them, but because He loves us. When we are grateful for Jehovah's undeserved kindness, we draw closer to Him as our beloved Father and best friend. How can we cultivate a deep sense of gratitude?
Paragraph 8 question. How do we benefit by reflecting on past blessings?
Reflect on your past blessings. For example, has there ever been a time in your life when you faced a difficult challenge, perhaps the loss of a loved one, a serious health crisis, or opposition because of your faith, and wondered, "How did I get through that?" But now, looking back, you realize that you did not endure in your own strength. Rather, Jehovah blessed your efforts to cope by giving you the extra strength you needed.
2 Corinthians 4:7 reads,
"However, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the power beyond what is normal may be God's and not from us."
See study note on the power beyond what is normal.
When you reflect on how Jehovah helped you in the past, you will feel a deep sense of gratitude for Him.
Paragraphs 9 and 10 question. What blessings from Jehovah do you enjoy each day?
Reflect on your present blessings. The Bible urges, give thanks for everything. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Take time each day to count your blessings. You can do so in the morning to get your day off to a good start, or at night to end your day on a positive note, or at another convenient time. Like John mentioned previously, you might try making a written list. How can you decide what to put on your list? Start by reflecting on the reasons you have to be thankful to Jehovah each day. You can be grateful to Him for the spiritual blessings you enjoy. Each prayer He hears, each scripture you read that brings you comfort, and each article, video, or broadcast that moves you to feel, "That's just what I needed today." Reflect, too, on the physical blessings that enrich your life, the beauty of a sunset, the taste of a meal, or the warmth of a tender hug. We enjoy all such blessings because God has given us life and breath. Acts 17:25. What other blessings from Jehovah would you put on your list today?
The picture for paragraphs 9 and 10 shows a young sister, while reading her Bible at her desk, pausing to look at a photo of her friends. The picture description reads, "On a gloomy day, a sister reflects on the blessings she enjoys, including scriptures that bring her comfort." The picture caption reads, "Take time each day to count your blessings." Paragraphs 11 and 12 question, what blessings do we receive through our brothers and sisters?
Think also about the blessings you enjoy because you are part of a loving, united brotherhood. Has a brother or a sister shown you kindness through some thoughtful deed or encouraging words? you can count even small acts of kindness among your blessings. Consider an example. A sister whose daughter had died found it hard at first to sing the songs at our meetings. She recalls, "One time, a sister who was sitting across the aisle saw me crying. She came over, put her arm around me, and sang the rest of the song with me. I felt so full of love for the brothers and sisters. A simple hug helped that grieving mother's heart to be filled with gratitude." When we reflect on our blessings, both past and present, we cultivate a deep sense of gratitude in our heart. But as we were reminded at the outset, we not only need to feel thankful, but we also need to express our thankfulness. How? How can we show ourselves thankful?
Paragraph 13, question. How can we express our thankfulness?
How can we show ourselves thankful? Consider the context of the words found in our theme text. After exhorting us to show ourselves thankful, the Apostle Paul goes on to say, "Whatever it is that you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, thanking God the Father through Him." Colossians 3, 15 and 17. Thankfulness is expressed both in word and in deed. Here Paul is talking about expressing thanks to Jehovah. But our God is pleased when we also express our gratitude to others. Consider some suggestions on how we can show ourselves thankful by means of our words and our deeds.
Paragraph 14, question. In what ways can you express your thankfulness to others in words?
Express your thankfulness in words. Make it a habit to say thank you when others show you even a small kindness, perhaps holding a door open or offering a compliment or an encouraging word. At times, you may want to express your gratitude in writing by sending a text, an email, or a letter. For example, have you and your family benefited from an elder's shepherding call? You could send a written message to express your gratitude to the elder. From time to time, you might also express thanks to the wives of elders. After all, these wives give up time with their husbands so that these loving shepherds can help and encourage others.
The picture collage for paragraph 14 shows the same sister from the previous image expressing her thankfulness. She talks with two brothers who are visiting to encourage her. Later, she gives cookies and a card to the wife of one of the brothers who visited her. The picture caption reads, "How can you express your thankfulness to others?" Paragraph 15, question. How can we express our thankfulness to Jehovah in words?
Above all, we want to express our thankfulness to Jehovah in words. How? By our heartfelt prayers. Remember, though, that there are various forms of prayer. We may often offer prayers of petition or even supplication. In such prayers, we are asking Jehovah for something, perhaps asking for strength to endure a trial, wisdom to make a good decision, or forgiveness for a mistake we have committed. But when we reflect on the many ways that Jehovah has blessed us, we are also moved to offer prayers of thanksgiving. On occasion, we might examine the quality of our prayers by asking ourselves, in my prayers, am I mindful of thanking Jehovah for my blessings, or do I just ask Him for what I need?
Paragraph 16, question. Why should we express our thankfulness to others in deeds?
Express your thankfulness in deeds. When your heart is touched by the kindness someone has shown to you, look for ways to show your appreciation. When you express your gratitude to others not only in words, but also in deeds or actions, you experience the greater happiness that comes from giving. You also help others to feel appreciated and valued. As a result, you strengthen your bond with them.
Paragraphs 17 and 18, question. How can we express our thankfulness to Jehovah in deeds?
We can show the depth of our gratitude to Jehovah by our deeds. Our deep, heartfelt appreciation for all that He has given us moves us to give back to Him. What can we give to Jehovah? We present our bodies as a living sacrifice to Him.
Romans 12:1 reads,
"Therefore, I appeal to you by the compassions of God, brothers, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, a sacred service with your power of reason."
A study note on this verse explains, a Christian continually presents his body, his whole being, as a living sacrifice. This sacrifice includes the person's mind, heart, and strength, all his faculties. It is an act of total dedication involving every aspect of his life. What specifically does this entail? Our heartfelt thankfulness moved us to dedicate ourselves to Jehovah and to get baptized. We continually give of ourselves, our time, our energy, and our material resources as fully as we can in sacred service to Jehovah. To that end, we do our best to read His Word each day and meditate on it, to share the good news with others, to attend congregation meetings and participate in them regularly, and to contribute materially to support and advance kingdom interests. When we do our best to serve Jehovah whole-souled, we are expressing the depth of our thankfulness to Him.
Paragraph 19 question. Why are you determined to show yourself thankful?
Although we are living in a thankless world, we have every reason to show ourselves thankful. We know that a thankful attitude increases happiness, reduces anxiety, and most important, draws us closer to Jehovah. When we reflect on our blessings, past and present, our feelings of gratitude grow deeper. Let us be determined to continue showing ourselves thankful in word and in deed, especially to Jehovah. If we do, then our appreciative God will reward us with blessings too numerous to count, now and forever. How would you answer? Why be thankful? How can you cultivate a deep sense of gratitude? How can you show yourself thankful? Psalm 139. See yourself when all is new. End of article.